Hello children, how are you? Today I'm going to read three stories. Yes, three stories, three small stories in this episode. So today it is three in one episode. So first story is The Pigeons and the Hunter. Pigeons are birds that live in groups. It is very difficult to see a single pigeon. Hunters know this fact. So, whenever they lay nets to catch pigeons, they get many pigeons together. This is one such story. A hunter had laid his net near a paddy field. He was waiting high up on a branch of a nearby banyan tree. Soon, a group of pigeons flew to the paddy field to graze. They all got caught in the net. They were all very afraid of what would happen next. There was one wise pigeon. He said, "Friends, we should not be afraid. We have to be courageous. Let us join together. It is time for us to be united. We should fly all at once. Let us flap our wings in unison." Saying this, the smart pigeon started to flap its wings. All other pigeons also started to flap their wings. Soon there was a rhythm and they started to rise. This encouraged the pigeons to flap still faster. Suddenly the net tore away and the pigeons were free. They flew away happily. Moral of the story is unity is strength. Now second story, The Buck and the Doe. In the deep forest, there lived a beautiful doe. Doe means female deer. She looked very beautiful in moonlight. She had wide, round eyes that attracted any other deer. A buck, it is male deer. Male deer is known as buck. Buck fell in love with the doe. He followed the doe wherever she went. He started to be very possessive over the doe. He would not allow any other deer to even talk with her. The doe herself was annoyed by the actions of the buck. She said, "Hello buck, stop following me please. I can't bear your annoyance. I don't have any kind of feelings for you." But the buck did not listen to her words. He kept on sticking to his own flirting behavior. There was a rumor in the forest that hunters had camped in that area to capture animals. The doe was very hungry and could not resist grazing the lush grass near the spot where the hunters had set their traps. The buck tried to warn the doe, "Darling, don't go there. There are many traps laid by hunters." The doe replied, "I'll take care of myself." The buck was sure that the doe would get caught in one trap or the other. So he plunged in front of the doe and, true to his word, got caught in a trap. Only now did the doe understand the love of the buck. She pulled the buck with all her strength. The buck got released and they both lived happily. Moral of the story, true love never fails. Third story, The Jackal Remains a Jackal. Lion is called the king of forest not just because he is strong, but also because he is very considerate. He never kills unnecessarily. Once, a lion was returning to his den after a nice hunt. He found an infant jackal crying. The baby had lost his parents. The lion took pity on him and brought him to his den. "Dear wife, I found this baby jackal crying in search of his parents. I think his parents are lost. Take care of him like our cubs," he told to the lioness. The lioness also took care of the baby jackal like her own cubs. The baby jackal grew along with the remaining cubs. The cubs too accepted the jackal as their brother. The lioness began to teach her cubs how to hunt. The jackal too joined in the training. Once, the jackal found an elephant grazing in the grassland. He called out, "Dear brothers, now is the time for us to attack this big animal." Other cubs warned, "Sorry brother, this is an elephant. We cannot attack and kill him." The jackal did not heed their words. He leapt to attack. The elephant caught him and threw him out of the way and went on. The jackal returned to the den and reported to the lioness. The lioness said, Look, my dear boy, you cannot kill an elephant all your life because you are just a jackal. The lion found you crying alone and brought you here. Our cubs don't yet know you are a jackal, but when they find it out, you will be in danger. So you better keep going and live your life. Just then, the jackal understood the reality. Moral of the story is basic characters don't change. So children, I hope you like these stories. And this is the end of this episode. I'll again come and meet you next week. Okay, till then, take care. Tata. Bye-bye.